Coming up next, Teddy's Love Barking.
City Pittsburgh, this is Steve. I'm going to make this quick. A lot of goopy garbage to throw at you, so hope you're ready. Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week. Count them. Seven. Providing new and used records and compact discs from metal to reggae to hip-hop to doo-wop and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you could want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. And if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Roar! Cognates. Two Woon into our show on Two Woos Days at 11 p.m. The David Pacman Show started as a community radio show called Midweek Politics in the basement of WXOJ's studio in Northampton, Massachusetts. The focus of the show is modern American politics and society, airing on WRCT Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. Kids are curious about everything, and that includes guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council. You get them their prescriptions, you make their lunch, you call the doctor, you try to give them every minute you possibly can, but do you take for yourself? When you help care for a loved one, you work hard to make sure they're safe and comfortable, but it's just as important to remember to find some time to care for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. Again, that's aarp.org/caregiving, a public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. Thank you.
You
Once again, it is 7 o'clock on a Saturday night. Again, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Over and over and over and over and over. God. Is there no escape? Anyway. Well, I look for a way out. Heard a bit. Forest Friends with Freak off of recent CD on Chocolate Monk label. cicada material by gum off of their split 7-inch with AMK. Part 1 of Accidental Stereo at the Peninsula by Tom White and Renato Grieco. Someone dropped the tape loops and sound went everywhere. Manifesto for Iancu Dumitrescu by Jeremiah Simerman. Pitch Out by Alan Bryant, one of my favorite recordings ever. Pitch Out, especially how it starts with that ring modulator. Three guitarists. Barbara Bryant. Richard Teitelbaum. No, excuse me. That's Frederick Rzhevsky. Whoops. I'm getting the white men mixed up. And Carol Plantamura. Carol was a founding member of MEV. Too bad you don't hear about her too often in the context. It's always the guys. How'd that happen? Who knows? Anyway. Great track. And I started off the show with a track off of PLL by NYZ Noise. Dave Burstyn. Ask him. Ask him what he's doing there, because I anyway. Funky, deep, psychedelic electronic music in that. Couch Dancing with DJ Firefly, Wednesday afternoons, 3 to 5 p.m., and re-airing 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. on Sundays, only on WRCT. Soothe your cognitive demons. Listen to the Pandemonium Model Saturday nights at 10. What makes a community vibrant? Welcoming public spaces in every neighborhood, clean air and water for all the residents, good jobs, and strong local businesses. So, what do all of these have in common? Trees. If you support a healthy community and a thriving economy, you are an urban forest advocate. This is a message from the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Nearly 22 million kids in the United States rely on free reduced price meals during the school year, and with schools closed during the COVID-19 outbreak, many children may lose their only source of guaranteed food. As the nation's largest hunger relief foundation, Feeding America is committed to serving families and children facing hunger in America wherever they are. You can help make sure children get the meals they need by donating now at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.